With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi appeared at a confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill for the post of U.S. Attorney General. In her opening statement before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Bondi expressed her objectives for the Department of Justice.
I will fight every day to restore confidence and integrity to the Department of Justice and each of its components. The partisanship, the weaponization will be gone. America will have one tier of justice for all.
She also pledged to protect the First Amendment rights of free speech and religion, as well as Second Amendment rights to bear arms and reform the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Israel and Hamas have reached an agreement on a multi-phase ceasefire that commits them to end the war in Gaza. Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani says the U.S. helped get the ceasefire deal across the finish line.
But we have seen a momentum that started to build in the last month, and we kept pushing for that, working together very closely with our partners. And I can say that what we have seen from the U.S. in the past few days, seeing a collaboration transcending both administration, was a clear demonstration for the commitment of the U.S. to reach to that deal.
President Biden says the deal will halt the fighting in Gaza, surge much-needed humanitarian assistance to Palestinian civilians, and reunite the hostages with their families after more than 15 months in captivity. But tonight, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there are still final details yet to be worked out. This is SRN News. An analysis of the new Congress brings some bad news.
The number of Catholics in the legislature is near an all-time high, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they will help the pro-life effort while in office. In fact, the National Right to Life Congressional Scorecard indicates that while 54 Catholic members of the House are pro-life, another 70 are pro-abortion. In the Senate, there are 14 pro-abortion Catholics to just 8 pro-life ones. This despite the fact that being pro-life is a key requirement of the Catholic Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia's new governor, Patrick Morrisey, was sworn in on Monday, vowing to keep the state conservative. He's been the state attorney general since 2013, where he made a dogged defense of pro-life laws, school voucher programs, and efforts to keep boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms in the public school. Morrisey plans to eliminate the liberal diversity, equity, inclusion program. This is SRN News. U.S. officials say the recovery of tens of millions of dollars in Social Security payments to dead people is just the tip of the iceberg. We hear more on this developing story from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
The U.S. government says so far it has recovered more than $31 million in Social Security payments that were erroneously given to dead people. The money was reclaimed as part of a pilot program after Congress gave the Treasury Department access to the Social Security Administration's full master file of dead people going back to 1899. The Treasury Department projects it'll recover more than $215 million during the three-year period it has access to the federal database, which ends at the end of 2026. Donna Warder, Washington.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.